Hello and welcome to this incredible story. Today you are going to hear a story that will change the way you think about success, failure, and revenge. This is not just a story about cars. It is a story about passion, determination, and proving people wrong. It is a story that will inspire you to never give up, no matter how much people doubt you. By the end of this story, you will learn how a single insult can change the world, why you should never underestimate yourself, how failures can become your biggest motivation, why you should always believe in your dreams. And the most exciting part? You will also improve your English while listening to this amazing story. When you listen to stories like this, your English improves naturally. You will learn new words, understand sentence structures, and get better at listening. So, even if you are a beginner, don't worry. Just enjoy the story, and you will learn English effortlessly. Now let's begin this incredible journey. The story of how an insult created one of the most powerful car brands in the world. The beginning. Before Lamborghini became a world-famous car brand, there was a man. His name was Ferruccio Lamborghini. Ferruccio was born on April 28, 1916, in Cento, Italy. He was not born into a rich family. His parents were farmers, and they worked hard to grow crops and take care of their land. As a child, Ferruccio was very different from other kids. While most children liked to play, Ferruccio was curious about machines. He loved to watch his father work with tractors and farming tools. He wanted to know how things worked. One day, when he was just a little boy, he saw his father struggling with a broken tractor. Instead of running away or playing, Ferruccio sat down and started looking at the machine. He thought, "How can I fix this?" By the time he was a teenager, he had already developed a deep love for engineering and mechanics. He knew that he didn't want to be a farmer. He wanted to build machines, machines that could change the world. But life was not easy. World War II started, and Ferruccio had to join the Italian Air Force as a mechanic. This was a tough time, but it taught him valuable lessons about engines, machines, and problem solving. During the war, Ferruccio had a special talent. While other mechanics fixed machines slowly, he was fast and efficient. His superiors noticed his skills, and he became one of the best mechanics in the military. But then, something terrible happened. The war ended, and Italy was in ruins. Factories were destroyed, businesses were closed, and people had no jobs. Ferruccio had no money, no company, and no opportunities. But instead of giving up, he made a decision. He would start his own company. At that time, Italy was an agricultural country. Most people were farmers, and they needed tractors to plow their fields. But there was a problem. Tractors were expensive and hard to find. Ferruccio saw an opportunity. He didn't have a company, but he had an idea. Instead of making brand new tractors, he decided to take old military vehicles from the war, break them down, and use their parts to build new tractors. This was brilliant because he didn't need to spend too much money. The tractors were strong, reliable, and affordable for farmers. He could use his skills as a mechanic to build better machines. So, in 1948, Ferruccio started his own company, Lamborghini Trattori. It was a small factory in Italy where he and his workers built tractors using military vehicle parts. And guess what? It was a huge success. Farmers loved Lamborghini's tractors because they were powerful, durable, and cheaper than other brands. His business started growing rapidly, and within a few years, he became one of the biggest tractor manufacturers in Italy. From a small-town mechanic, Ferruccio Lamborghini had now become a rich businessman. But he wasn't satisfied. He wanted more. As his company grew, so did his wealth. Ferruccio loved cars, and now that he was rich, he could buy the best cars in the world. He had many expensive cars, but his favorite was his Ferrari 250 GT. At that time, Ferrari was the most prestigious car brand in Italy. Owning a Ferrari meant you were successful. Ferruccio loved his Ferrari, but there was one big problem. It had issues. The car was fast and beautiful, but it wasn't perfect. The clutch kept breaking down, and he had to send it for repairs again and again. Now remember, Ferruccio was an expert in mechanics. He knew engines better than most people. One day, he decided to open the Ferrari and check the clutch himself. What he discovered shocked him. The clutch in his Ferrari was the same type of clutch he used in his Lamborghini tractors. This made him angry. Ferruccio was paying a huge amount of money for a luxury Ferrari, but they were using cheap parts that he used in tractors. But instead of just being angry, he had an idea. What if he could fix this? Ferruccio Lamborghini was a man who never accepted low quality. He believed in perfection. So he decided to go straight to the man who built Ferrari, Enzo Ferrari himself. One day, Ferruccio Lamborghini walked into Ferrari's office. He sat down and told Enzo Ferrari, "Your cars are good, but they have problems. The clutch is weak, and I think I can help you fix it. I have some ideas to improve Ferrari's cars." Enzo Ferrari listened. He looked at Ferruccio, then laughed. And then he said words that would change history. "A tractor maker like you should never try to tell me how to make sports cars. Stick to your tractors." Ferruccio was humiliated. Enzo Ferrari insulted him, calling him a simple tractor maker, as if he was not good enough to understand cars. At that moment, Ferruccio Lamborghini made a decision that changed the world forever. He walked out of Ferrari's office and said to himself, "I will build my own car, and it will be better than a Ferrari." Most people, after being insulted like that, would feel defeated. They would give up. But Ferruccio was different. He turned his anger into motivation. He made a promise to himself. He would not just build a car. He would build a car that would be better than Ferrari. But there was a problem. Ferruccio had never built a sports car before. He was an expert in tractors and engines, but building a luxury supercar was completely different. He didn't have a factory, he didn't have a team of engineers, and he didn't have designs. Most people would have stopped right there. But not Ferruccio. He had something more important than experience: determination. He studied everything about sports cars. He hired the best engineers in Italy. He built a new factory in Sant'Agata, Italy, a place that would later become legendary in the car industry. And most importantly, he used his knowledge of mechanics to design a car that was powerful, smooth, and easy to drive. Ferruccio and his team worked day and night. After months of hard work, testing, and innovation, they created their first car, the Lamborghini 350 GT. It was beautiful. It was powerful. It was fast. But most importantly, it was different from Ferrari. Ferruccio knew that Ferrari cars had one big problem. They were too difficult to drive. Ferraris were built for racing, and they needed skilled drivers. They were fast, but also uncomfortable for normal people. Ferruccio wanted to create a car that was just as fast as Ferrari, but also comfortable, smooth, and luxurious. When Lamborghini revealed the 350 GT, people were shocked. Nobody expected a tractor maker to build something so incredible. In 1964, the Lamborghini 350 GT cost around $15,600, which is about $150,000 to $160,000 today. People loved the car. It had a V12 engine, it was smooth and powerful, and it proved that Ferruccio Lamborghini was not just a tractor maker, he was a genius. But this was only the beginning. The Lamborghini 350 GT was a success, but Ferruccio was not satisfied. He wanted more. He wanted to destroy Ferrari. So he started working on a new car, something that would be even more powerful, even more luxurious, and even more legendary. That car would be the Lamborghini Miura. In the 1960s, Ferrari was the king of supercars. They dominated racing. They dominated luxury sports cars. They had a strong reputation. Ferruccio knew that if he wanted to beat Ferrari, he had to do something revolutionary. So in 1966, Lamborghini introduced the Miura, a car that would change the world forever. The Miura was different from any car ever made before. It had a mid-engine design, meaning the engine was in the middle of the car instead of the front. This made it faster, more stable, and better for driving. It had a 4.0-liter V12 engine that could go from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in just 6.7 seconds, one of the fastest cars of its time. It had a beautiful design that made people stop and stare. The Miura was a masterpiece. When Lamborghini revealed it at the Geneva Auto Show, people went crazy. This was not just a car, this was a statement. It was proof that Lamborghini was not just a tractor company. It was proof that Lamborghini could compete with Ferrari. Enzo Ferrari was furious. He had insulted Ferruccio, thinking he was just a farmer. But now Ferruccio had built something incredible. People were starting to say that Lamborghini was better than Ferrari. Enzo Ferrari did not like competition. He was used to being the best. So he started criticizing Lamborghini. He said things like, "Lamborghini is just a trend. It won't last. Their cars are too fancy. Real drivers buy Ferraris." But Ferrari was scared, because deep inside, Enzo knew Ferruccio had built something amazing. From that moment on, the Lamborghini versus Ferrari rivalry became legendary. Lamborghini continued to innovate, creating more powerful and beautiful cars. Ferrari continued to fight back, improving their technology and speed. But Ferruccio Lamborghini had won the battle. He had proven Enzo Ferrari wrong. The world now knew that Lamborghini was not just a tractor company. It was a supercar empire. Ferruccio Lamborghini had done the impossible. He had challenged Ferrari. He had proven himself to the world. And he had created a brand that would become a legend. But the war between Lamborghini and Ferrari was far from over. Because now, Lamborghini had a new challenge. Staying on top. Ferruccio was not a man who celebrated too early. He knew that success is not just about reaching the top, it's about staying there. So he continued to push harder, work smarter, and innovate faster. The success of the Miura made Lamborghini famous worldwide. People started calling Lamborghini the new king of supercars. Millionaires, celebrities, and car lovers wanted to own a Lamborghini. The company started making millions of dollars. In 1966, Lamborghini was selling cars faster than ever. In 1968, they introduced the Lamborghini Espada, a luxury grand tourer that could carry four people, something Ferrari didn't have. In 1971, Lamborghini revealed the Countach, a car that looked like it came from the future. The Countach changed everything. It was fast, aggressive, and futuristic. It had sharp, angular lines that made it look like a spaceship. It had scissor doors, a design that would become Lamborghini's signature style. It had a massive V12 engine, making it one of the fastest cars in the world. People had never seen a car like this before. The Countach became a dream car for millions. This was the car that made Lamborghini a household name. This was the car that made kids put Lamborghini posters on their bedroom walls. This was the car that made people believe Lamborghini was the future. But while Lamborghini was reaching new heights, Ferruccio was facing a new battle, one that would change his life forever. By the early 1970s, Lamborghini was making millions of dollars, but it was also facing financial challenges. The global oil crisis made fuel expensive, and people stopped buying supercars. The Italian government increased taxes on luxury cars. Lamborghini's factories were struggling to keep up with demand. Ferruccio was a businessman, and he knew that sometimes you have to make tough decisions. In 1974, he made the hardest decision of his life. He sold Lamborghini. Yes, the man who created Lamborghini, the man who wanted to beat Ferrari, the man who built a supercar empire, walked away from his company. He sold his shares and retired to his vineyard, where he started making wine. Many people thought that Lamborghini would die without Ferruccio. Many people thought that Ferrari had won the war. But they were wrong. Because Ferruccio had built something so powerful, so legendary, that it would continue to grow, even without him. Even after Ferruccio left, Lamborghini kept fighting. In the 1980s, they introduced the Lamborghini Diablo, a car that could reach 325 kilometers per hour. One of the fastest cars ever made. In the 2000s, they created the Murciélago, a car that became a symbol of power and luxury. In 2011, they launched the Aventador, one of the most iconic supercars of the modern era. And today, Lamborghini is stronger than ever. They make billions of dollars every year. They are owned by Volkswagen, one of the biggest car companies in the world. They continue to push the limits of speed, technology, and design. But one thing has never changed: Lamborghini's spirit of revenge, innovation, and passion. And it all started with one insult, one moment of disrespect, one laugh from Enzo Ferrari, and a man who refused to accept defeat. Today, Lamborghini is one of the most valuable car brands in the world. Lamborghini's annual revenue is over $2.5 billion. The company sells thousands of cars every year, with models priced between $200,000 to $3 million. Lamborghini is owned by Volkswagen Group, one of the largest car companies in the world. The brand continues to be a symbol of power, success, and wealth. But what about Ferruccio Lamborghini's personal wealth? When Ferruccio retired, he focused on his vineyard business and lived a peaceful life in Italy. At the time of his death in 1993, his net worth was estimated to be around $100 million. A fortune built from hard work, innovation, and determination. But the true legacy of Ferruccio Lamborghini is not just in money. His real wealth is in the lessons he left behind for the world. Today, Lamborghini is a symbol of power, success, and excellence. And as the saying goes, you buy a Ferrari when you want to be somebody. You buy a Lamborghini when you are somebody. This is the legacy of Ferruccio Lamborghini, a man who turned an insult into an empire. The story of Lamborghini is not just about cars. It's about life, success, and mindset. If you truly understand this story, you will learn some of the most powerful lessons that can change your life forever. 1. Never let anyone define your limits. Ferruccio Lamborghini was told that he was just a tractor maker. Enzo Ferrari laughed at him. The world doubted him. But he refused to listen. He didn't let anyone decide what he could or couldn't do. And because of that, he built a legendary empire. Lesson for you. People will doubt you. People will mock you. But never let anyone define your potential. 2. Turn your anger into motivation. Ferruccio Lamborghini could have stayed angry after Enzo Ferrari insulted him. He could have complained, argued, or given up. But instead, he used that anger as fuel. He turned his rage into results. And because of that, he created one of the most powerful car brands in history. Lesson for you. When life insults you, don't waste time being angry. Use that anger to build something great. 3. Success is the best revenge. Lamborghini never fought Ferrari with words. He didn't argue. He didn't try to prove his point with talk. He let his success do the talking. And today, Lamborghini is one of the most respected brands in the world. Lesson for you. Don't waste energy on negativity. Instead of arguing, prove yourself with results. 4. Believe in yourself, even. If no one else does, Ferruccio had no experience in supercars. He had never built a sports car before, but he believed in himself. And because of that unshakable confidence, he did the impossible. Lesson for you. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. Confidence is the first step to success. 5. If you want something done right, do it yourself. Ferruccio was tired of Ferrari's bad clutches. So he didn't just complain. He built a better car himself. He didn't wait for someone else to fix the problem. He took control of his own destiny. Lesson for you. If something is broken in your life, don't wait for someone else to fix it. Take action. 6. Never stop innovating. Lamborghini didn't just build cars. He built the future. He introduced new designs, powerful engines, and revolutionary technology. That's why Lamborghini became a leader in the supercar industry. Lesson for you. Success is not just about reaching the top. It's about constantly improving, innovating, and staying ahead. 7. Take risks. Without risk, there is no reward. Ferruccio took a huge risk by leaving his tractor business and entering the supercar industry. He invested everything he had into a dream that no one believed in. And that risk changed history. Lesson for you. If you never take risks, you will never achieve greatness. Be brave enough to chase your dreams. This story is not just about Ferruccio Lamborghini. This story is about you. Maybe people don't believe in you. Maybe you feel insulted, rejected, or underestimated. Maybe you have big dreams but no support. But remember this. Lamborghini was built on an insult. Ferruccio turned pain into power. He turned rejection into motivation. He turned an insult into an empire. And so can you. Never let an insult stop you. Never let failure break you. Never let fear control you. Because just like Ferruccio Lamborghini, you have the power to create your own success story. If you found this story powerful, share it with the world. Leave a comment. What did you learn from Lamborghini's journey? Like, share, and inspire others. Remember, your success story is just beginning. Success is the best revenge. Go out and make it happen.